Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold and their newest AgriGold Giant 107-day A6408, available for 2014 in Roundup Ready and also VT Triple Pro Rib. More information on A6408, including yield and drydown data, is at AgriGold.com.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. The International Grains Council today says that Brazil's soybean plantings next crop year are expected to rise 5% to a record 29 million hectares. Brazil is projected to be the world's largest exporter of soybeans in the current year that ends on September 30th. Brazil's corn plantings are delayed in southern regions due to cold weather. And in some areas, domestic prices barely cover the cost of production, and these could be key factors in encouraging growers to shift to soybeans, according to the IGC. The shift in crop acreage is most likely in the states of Paraná and Rio Grande do Sul. The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development today says that the annual rate of inflation across developed economies rose for the third straight month in July. Figures released by the OECD today showed consumer prices in its 34 member countries rose by 1.9% in the 12 months to July. The Dow Jones Industrial Average trading 14,910. It's up 115 points. The NASDAQ 3108 is up 35. And the S&P 500 1649. It is up 18 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Portions of the Midwest did receive some beneficial rain over the weekend, but there are other areas across the region that didn't do so great. Some of the eastern areas in Iowa, as well as northeastern Missouri, and portions of western and central sections of Illinois, didn't see much in the way of significant precipitation over the weekend, along with portions of southeastern Minnesota and some areas in Wisconsin. Some of these areas were already too dry before we even got started in the weekend, and the latest soil assessments suggest very short top and subsoil moisture exists in quite a few of these areas. Crop moisture stress remains a very big concern over on most of Iowa, excepting the Missouri River Valley. In fact, over the weekend, we did see significant rainfall in the middle Missouri River Valley from eastern portions of Nebraska and westernmost sections of Iowa down through northwestern Missouri into a small part of central Missouri. The rains in these areas ranged anywhere from 1 to 2 inches and some locally greater amounts. Precipitation was certainly welcome and eased some long-term dryness, but it was a narrow band, and a lot of areas didn't get benefit from this particular event. Another region of significant rains occurred in Indiana and portions of Kentucky. Some 1 to 3 inch of rains occurred in some of that region, and a dramatic turnaround occurred in some of the crop country in Indiana because of the rains that have occurred. Other areas in the Midwest had just light amounts of precipitation and had very little impact on the overall bottom line. This week's forecast is relatively dry for a big part of the Midwest. The next 7 days will generate very little, if any, precipitation, and temperatures will continue to be warmer biased. Because of that, we'll likely see crop moisture stress continuing very high across these areas that are running very short of moisture. And the problem is we're likely to see yield potentials come down further. And that's one of the reasons why the soybean market continues to be soaring higher today than it was late last week. And also, we're looking at a second week of the two-week forecast, which offers a little bit of rain from parts of the Midwest and perhaps a little bit of a cool-off, but not by much. We'll continue to monitor the situation rather closely. The only frontal system that's going to impact the Midwest over the coming 7 to 10 days will be a frontal system that comes out of the plains and into the western Corn Belt late this weekend into early next week. This frontal system has potential to produce a significant amount of rain across the northern plains, parts of Canada's prairies, and perhaps the northwestern Corn Belt. Some of these areas should get generalized rainfall, and amounts may be running anywhere from, maybe 3/10 of an inch to an inch, with some local 1 to 2 inch amounts. Frontal system is being advertised to diminish as it comes into the Corn Belt. Places like Iowa, Missouri, Kansas, and Wisconsin don't do very well with this particular event, and neither does Illinois and some of the areas further to the east. One of the reasons for that is perhaps a small tropical disturbance is expected to be in the Gulf of Mexico during that period of time, which might inhibit the amount of moisture that can flow into the Midwest. My confidence is low at the moment. I'm not sure that the tropical event is going to be as significant as suggested, and I also believe that the frontal system may work its way deeper into the Midwest than what's being advertised in the models, and we may end up with better rainfall. So as official forecast, we expect to see the western Corn Belt outside of the far northwestern areas picking up on a quarter to three-quarters of an inch of rain, maybe some local totals up around an inch. This will occur mostly during the late weekend and the early part of next week. Eastern Midwest, we may only see a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to six-tenths of an inch or so, and that will occur early to midweek next week. Temperature outlook continues to be very pleasant for this time of year. In fact, rather warm in some cases. A lot of 70 and 80 degrees expected over this next week, and some 90s will be possible in the southwestern Corn Belt. Low temperatures at night will still be in the 50s and 60s. In most cases, some 40-degree readings will occur in the north. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are trading. Hard red December wheat is 7.06 and a quarter, up 2 3/4. Soft December at 6.58 is up 4. September corn, 4.99 and a quarter, up 4 1/4. December, 4.84 and a half, up 2 1/2. September soybeans, 14.51 and a quarter, up 27 and a quarter. November, 13.95, up 37 and a half. They've been as high today as 14.08 and a half. September soybean meal, 484.50, up 16.30. October, 444.80, up 16.40. September soybean oil, 4.16, up 27. October at 44.26, up 29. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
There's a lot of moving parts for us to consider. You got the Middle East issues, the technicals, fund positioning, the September deliveries, but I think it's all about weather, weather, weather when you get down to it right now.
When you get down to it, that's the number one, and I'd probably say the Mideast is number two, but it didn't rain in most of the Midwest. Parts of the Midwest got a half inch. Most of Iowa, most of Illinois got Zippo. And as a result of that, we had beans up over 50. They've backed off from that quite a ways. That drug corn up 11. And it's only up 2 to 3 now. It also drug the wheat. So dryness, nothing in the forecast. Maybe a little shower Friday. But the longer we go without rain, the more the industry thinks the pods won't fill as well.
So are you in the camp that new contract highs for the November contract are just a matter of time?
No, I'm not. I think as they get into the field, they're finding that the pods are better than they thought they would be. You know, a month ago, you really couldn't tell. Now people are going out saying, man, I've got good pods. Just will they fill? You couldn't even get pod counts a month ago. So there's good pod counts out there. There's good soil moisture. So will the beans be a lot worse or not? I think USDA already lowered it last time due to the thought that they were going to have to, so they lowered it some. So I'm not convinced we will have a lot worse yields, but I don't think they'll be quite as high as they had projected.
So what closes in November beans and December corn would be viewed as negative?
Anything below last week's highs. Last week's corn was 509 and a half high. We went to 508. We're back at 485 now because we went to 493 and 3/4, and we had highs above that. We were above 5 in the beans. We were at 1409 and a half. We got to 8.5 today. We're back a dime below that right now, and I think we have to make through new highs this week, or it might be over for a while.
Would you suggest it's better to hedge on paper and keep the cash open?
It depends on the individual situation again there. what are they paying, what's the basis. I mean, if you're getting huge money basis-wise and can market it, I'd market some. Depends on your situation. Leaving it on the board's good because you leave the cash open, but also cash where needed is good.
Anything else before we let you go today?
Weather, and then the Mideast blow up. If that happens, who knows what will happen.
Thank you much, Pete.
Thanks.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace, hard red December wheat is 705 and a half, now 705 and a quarter, up 1 3/4. Soft December, 659, up 5. September corn, 498 and a quarter, up 3 1/4. December, 485 and a quarter, up 3 1/4. September soybeans, 1453 and a half, up 29 and a half. November, 1397 and a quarter, up 39 3/4. September soybean meals, 484.60, up 1640. October, 446.10, up 1770. September soybean oils, 44.16, up 27 cents. And the October soybean oil contract is 44.23, and it is up 26 cents. You are listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 9:01 Central Time.